Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig interkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.
Hello and welcome to show 221 of our podcast, Absolutely Intercultural, which is the fourth of a series of Erasmus 30 podcasts to celebrate and highlight the 30th anniversary of the most successful of all student exchange programs. My name is Laurent Borgmann and I will guide you through our show today. In this episode, we are going to hear from Professor Scott Henderson from Canada, who is teaching in Germany under the Erasmus Mobility Program, and he tells us how his stay has benefited his research activities and generally affected his academic life. Then we will listen to Andreas Vollstich, a lecturer from my own university, Rhein A Campus, who will talk about studying abroad 2 decades ago. And finally, we will go back to Scott, who tells us about his own studies abroad when he was a student. He describes his past experience as a student in Germany and how that was very different from his UK student experience. And he will compare those days with the student culture he experiences today. In our first category, Absolutely Surprised, our guest professor, Scott Henderson from Canada, talks about his teaching assignment in Germany. Why did he choose Germany for teaching abroad? Does he notice differences in German and Canadian students' behavior in class? Are the stereotypes about the German students really true? Are they all punctual?
Some of them are punctual.
Okay, so that is a stereotype. Not all the German students are punctual, you're saying.
Well, most of them blame it on the trains, which I think could be true, or it could be an excuse we're going to believe anyway, because we know the trains tend to run late.
In our second category, Absolutely Complex, Andreas Vollstich shared his study abroad experience, which were made a long time ago in Scotland. How did he organize his study abroad? He will tell us about all the documents which were needed at the time and how he kept in touch with his family and friends in those days.
I mean, there is that ancient thing called telephone, and I used that from time to time. But actually, I also wrote a lot of letters and postcards.
In our final category, Absolutely Unbelievable, we are coming back to Scott, who speaks about his study abroad experience in the UK and his first exchange experience in Germany as a student, where he could not believe how different student life could be from Canada.
And they said, oh, you'll be staying with some students. Okay. And I thought, oh, good, we'll have a little German party. And no, they had a family. And so that, to me, was different.
But now let us start with the show. In our first category, Absolutely Surprised, our guest, Professor Scott Henderson, talks about his teaching experience in Germany. He shares what he observed in German student behavior, how he was surprised by German participation in class, and sometimes by their excuses.
Well, this is my sabbatical year, so I have a full year that I can focus on my research and my personal development, and it was a real great opportunity to come and be in Europe. I mean, I do research in places like France and Scotland, and Germany is very well placed in the sort of center of Europe. There's easy access to planes and trains that I can get around. And so from a research perspective, it's very useful. And then from a teaching perspective, it's a great chance to engage with different international students and a different student body than I encounter back at home at Brock.
Can you give some examples of how the students behave differently in the classroom?
The biggest trick was maybe with registration, because they treat classes here a bit differently. I think at home students have to pay, and that's a big difference, and they pay for their 5 courses and they have to sign up, and you know, they have to show up. I found that here students sign up for a lot of courses and then arrive at the beginning of term and pick and choose which ones they'll be in. So it took a week or two to settle in, to get to know which students I was going to have. But once that started, the students are really very much the same. I mean, they're aware of much of the same culture that I'm talking about. And I do teach things like media and popular culture. So when I'm making references, most of the time the German students will recognize the references. Or, you know, I've also got international students in the class. And it's generally global popular culture that they are used to. And I really like the German students, for they have a very good work ethic.
What do you mean by that? They have a very good work ethic. Does that mean they're punctual?
Some of them are punctual.
Okay, so that is a stereotype. Not all the German students are punctual, you're saying.
Well, most of them blame it on the trains, which I think could be true, or it could be an excuse we're going to believe anyway, because we know the trains tend to run late. But on the whole, no, I do find that they come to class prepared, they're willing to engage in discussion, they are interested in the topics, and you know, all of their assignments came in on time. I have to admit, I'm used to Canada to getting a deluge of emails the night before an assignment is due saying, oh my gosh, my budgie's cracked its beak, or you know, my grandmother is ill again, and you know, I can't get the essay done tonight, and no, everything came in and people were there in class, and it's been a really enjoyable experience.
Okay, maybe we will have to cut this out of the podcast because my German students don't even know that there is an option to send me an email message that they cannot get their essays in on time. So please don't share that with our students. They should learn about the Canadian culture, but not that particular part of it. Well, there can be some differences in student cultures in different countries. And the Erasmus teaching program does not only benefit students interculturally, but the lecturers as well. Let's move on to the next category of our podcast, Absolutely Complex. Andreas Faulstich, who will bring up some interesting points explaining how studying abroad nowadays is so much easier and more predictable for students under the Erasmus program. So if you plan to spend a semester abroad, Erasmus is good news for you.
Erasmus exchanges existed at the time, but I couldn't use them because my home university, Erasmus networks were still under development. There weren't very many options to choose from, and certainly no options in my field. In fact, I organized my international experience completely independently.
Do you think that for students nowadays it is easier to plan their stay abroad because of Erasmus?
Well, in fact, every single step of the process is easier nowadays. Okay. Actually, when I went abroad, the first thing I had to do, I had to apply. And obviously, because I didn't have a direct partner university to target, I had to apply at several universities, and all of them required different documents.
Oh, okay.
In some cases, I had to submit an academic writing sample, essays that I had written for my classes. In other cases, I needed one, two, or even three recommendations from professors. All of them needed a transcript for sure. In some cases, they also wanted to have evidence of proficiency in English. And of course, as I had to send that out to all of these partner universities in different formats and so on, and it was hard to keep track of the process.
Are there any documents nowadays under Erasmus that the students use which make it easier?
Well, of course, one important document is the learning agreement. When I went to Scotland in 1994, one of my courses had been approved by the host university and all the rest was still open. So I had received a conditional offer saying, okay, you can take that class and two other classes in your faculty.
Okay.
So I couldn't negotiate about credit transfer prior to going to Edinburgh. And actually, this is different nowadays. You know what will be happening after your return. You know that all of your credits or most of your credits will get accepted by your home university, and that makes life so much easier.
How did you keep in touch with your parents, with your friends?
Well, I mean, there is that ancient thing called telephone,
yes.
And I used that from time to time. But actually, I also wrote a lot of letters and postcards. Actually, I think that writing letters can be so much more fun than exchanging emails. Of course, we also had that. I can still remember that because actually computer access at the University of Edinburgh at the time was quite limited. So sometimes we had to queue in front of the IT center in order to get a seat and to have a chance to engage in email correspondence. But with friends and family, I preferred writing letters.
It is true that nowadays, thanks to social networking sites like Facebook, Skype, etc., it is much easier to stay in contact with your friends despite long distances. In the beginning, when you are new in a different country, everything will seem strange and foreign to you because student cultures may differ from country to country. So in our last category, Absolutely Unbelievable, we will interview Scott again. who had his study abroad experience in the UK and later another one in Germany. He explains that under the Erasmus Plus program nowadays, European students can also study outside Europe, for example, in the US, Canada, Azerbaijan, or Georgia. And how this program simplifies students' paperwork and accreditation of their courses taken in the host universities.
I did. When I was an exchange student in the 1980s, I left Canada and came to the United Kingdom. And wow, it was different. It was just a different lecture style and a different teaching style. And I found the students were much more well-read when it came to things like newspapers. Mm-hmm. And then within that exchange, I came on a kind of mini exchange to what was then West Germany. The first change was that because of things like national service and volunteering, the students were all older in Germany. And this really threw me off because all of a sudden these people were in their late 20s and they were married and some of them had children. And they said, oh, you'll be staying with some students. Okay. And I thought, oh, good, we'll have a little German party. And no, they had a family. And so that, to me, was different. Now that things have changed, I find that student culture, so far that I've encountered globally, has a lot of similarities rather than dissimilarities.
I had the same experience when I went over and studied in England for one semester. I couldn't believe that all the other students were 3 years younger than I was. And some of them were under 18, and I'd never seen a student under 18 before. So now we've changed that, and a big part of the change came with a program which is called Erasmus.
I think people expect Erasmus to be only about Europe, but there is Erasmus Plus, which incorporates places like Canada, the United States, I believe Australia, and I'm sure there's other countries in there. And Brock has signed a couple of Erasmus Plus agreements with universities, one of them being the Ryanair campus.
And when we think about European programs, we always think there's a lot of paperwork and a lot of filling in this and reporting about that. What is it really like?
It was surprisingly easy, in all honesty. I mean, I'm sure at the universities and at some point when they signed the initial agreements, there was a lot more paperwork. But this was a really easy process. I happened to be in Germany in July, August. I was doing some other work. So I set aside a day and I took a train up to Remagen and I met the people here in the international office and we went through the paperwork. Really, in the matter of a couple of hours, had everything filled out, signed and ready. I mean, I could have done this from home. You don't have to travel to Germany to sign it, but I was here. It was a really simple process.
This is about the finances. A lecturer from Brock needed to be financed to come over. Is that comfortable for you? Is the amount right?
At the end of the day, I mean, the kind of amount per day was very reasonable and it covers the flight from Canada. So I think it's a really worthwhile program. And, because I'm on sabbatical, I mean, I still remain paid by my home universities.
Think about it. Maybe you should also work on your internationalization, invest in your future career and do an exchange semester abroad, which will definitely give you an insight into different cultures. So go ahead and experience your own internationalization, which will be an investment into your future life. Thank you all who joined us for today's show. Please check out our website at absolutely-intercultural.com. Here you can get more information about this and previous episodes. And if you liked our show, please like us on Facebook too. Our next show will be coming to you from Rhein-Ahr Campus on the 5th of January. Until then, bleiben Sie absolut interkulturell.
Absolutely intercultural.
Vollständig interkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.